USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Donald Trump Jr. appeared Tuesday before the mostly partisan House committee investigating January 6th. Reports from the interview say it was largely uneventful. The interview lasted about 3 hours and was described as very cordial. It should be noted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi created the House Select Committee last year and refused some Republican leaders to be on the committee. In 2019, there were over 625,000 abortions in America. Pro-life people see the cruelty in this procedure. Pro-abortion people claim their body, their choice. Without mentioning how many lives could be saved if abortion rules are moved to the state level, President Biden is putting the abortion topic on President Trump supporters as extremists.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
When the Federal Reserve raised interest rates, as it did Wednesday, the impact doesn't stop with U.S. home buyers paying more for mortgages. The fallout will be felt in poorer countries around the world. The impacts abroad range from higher borrowing costs to depreciating currencies. As we're all witnessing the spike in crime over the last few years in America, Republican leadership want more well-trained cops on the streets and less defund the police movement.
Homicides are up sharply since 2020 in multiple U.S. cities. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says Democratic policies are not supporting law enforcement.
Elected officials sworn to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution have chosen instead to amplify distrust of the men and women who work every day to enforce our laws.
He adds there is a staffing shortage for police officers across America that needs to be addressed as well. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Relations between Russia and Israel are one of the lowest points in years after the Russian foreign minister falsely claimed Adolf Hitler had Jewish blood, which he used to justify calling Ukrainian President Zelensky a Nazi. Israel condemned the Russian invasion of Ukraine and accused Moscow of committing war crimes, but they're also trying to protect military cooperation with Russia in Syria as that conflict continues. The big question is whether the tensions will lead to any change in the Russian military's behavior towards Israeli strikes in Syria. Texas State Representative Briscoe Kane, the lawmaker who wrote the state's heartbeat bill on abortions, was on Newsmax Wednesday talking about the possibility of states making abortion rules.
As far as the Texas laws are concerned, few realize that the statutes at issue in Roe v. Wade, we call those the pre-Roe statutes, were one, never enjoined by the court, and two, they were never repealed by the legislature. They still exist, and they're on the books today. And so in addition to having those, which could be prosecuted theoretically right now, especially one of them, it has to do with accomplice liability, and Roe v. Wade never created a right for someone to fund abortions or provide travel for those, and so I believe today that could be used. But we also did an act, as several other states have, a trigger ban, which after, you know, the overruling of Roe also takes effect. And so in a way, we kind of have this double backup play that all abortions in Texas, except in the case of the life of the mother.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.